弟兄姊妹好，弟兄姊妹听见我声音吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. 在前一段申弟兄在特别聚会当中提到与神。
In a special meeting, Brother Sun mentioned with God.
在与神的和好，与神的交通，与神的同行同工中，我们知道这与神是在光中的。
We know that when we reconcile with God, to fellowship with God, and to walk with God, and to work with God, all these are in light.
恩主弟兄在接下来的交通中，也是在他的经历当中交通了如何进入光。
And our brother Andrew also shared with us through his experience how we can enter into the light.
他提到要祷告，要求主鉴察我们的心。
He shared with us that we have to pray and that the Lord search our hearts.
我们要用主的话，要活在教会和弟兄姊妹的交通中。
And we have to use God's word and we to live in the fellowship in the house of God.
我们也要接受光，要有一颗有柔软的心。
And we ought to receive light and to have a tender heart.
好像每每思想到这个场景的时候，好像保罗在大光中的那个画面就一直在我的眼前。
And every time I think of these things, you know, that when Paul, the great light shined on him, this comes to me.
我们一起来读一段主的话。是使徒行传22:6-11。
We'll read the word of God in Acts 22:6-11.
我将到大马色，正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说。扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？我回答说，主啊，你是谁？他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。第九节，与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。我说，主啊，我当做什么？主说，起来，进大马色去，在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。我因那光的荣耀不能看见，同行的人就拉着我的手进了大马色。
Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus at about noon. Suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. So I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do. And since I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came into Damascus.
当弟兄们交通到在主的光中，我们能看见，我们也能听见。
When brothers share that in the light of the Lord that we can see and we can hear.
主在光中会开我们的眼睛。
The Lord will open our eyes in the light.
我不知道弟兄姊妹怎么样感觉，我的感觉是还是有些抽象。
I do not know how brothers and sisters feel, but I feel this is very abstract.
好像对我来说不是那么的真实。
As if it's not that real to me.
或者是这样说。
In other words.
如果有人问我说你愿意在光中吗？
If someone were to ask me, are you willing to be in the light?
我想我会跟所有的弟兄姊妹一样，我的回答是我肯定愿意，我一定愿意的。
And like brothers and sisters, I would say, yes, of course, I definitely want to be in the light.
可是在我的实际生活当中，好像弟兄们交通的，我有些事情多多少少也做了。
But in reality, in real life, you know, yes, indeed, I do some of those things that brothers have shared.
可是我不觉得我在光中。
But I do not feel that I am in the light.
或者我有的时候我也看见光了。
And sometimes, yes, indeed, I see light.
我却还是听不见，我也看不见。
But I still did not hear and I did not see.
如果我们回到保罗在大光中的画面的时候
when we return to when Paul was in the great light,
你会不会想有一个很大的光把保罗击倒在那里？
And can you imagine that great light that, you know, that forced Paul down to the ground?
随行的人又惊讶又惊慌在旁边观看。
And those who were around him were astonished, and they were afraid, and they looked at that scene.
我们回到第九节。
We'll return to verse 9.
在第九节他说，与我同心的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。
And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me.
我们把这一班人，我们叫把他叫做与保罗同行的人。
We'll say that these people are the ones who were with Paul.
我好像看到了我自己的影子在那里。
As if I see my own self, you know, among them.
在我信主后的很长一段时间，其实我是我们家庭去聚会的司机。
For many days after, many times after I believed the Lord, I'm just a chauffeur, you know, bringing my family to the meetings.
我虽然不一定准时去，我一定会准时走。
Even though I, you know, I'm not always timely, but I would get going.
现在改成 Zoom.
Now that we are on Zoom.
我时常会在两三分钟前才打开那个 Zoom link.
I often only turn on the Zoom link of 2 to 3 minutes before the meeting.
一定是最后一秒打开视频。
And the last minute I'll turn on the video.
因为还没有 ready.
Because I'm not ready.
在读经聚会当中。
In our Bible study meetings.
是不是坐下的那一段时间才是真正的读那段圣经？
Is it that we read that passage right when we are sitting there?
在弟兄姊妹的交通中
during the fellowship sharing,
我也时常能看见弟兄姊妹交通的亮光。
I can see the light when they are sharing.
好像那些事情其实跟我并没有关系。
As if those things are not related to me.
我也会为那些感动而高兴而感动而受鼓舞。
I'm touched and I'm encouraged and I am rejoiced with them, you know, of their receipt.
但我仍旧会重复我刚才所有的行为。
But I'll still repeat, you know, what I have done earlier.
我是在聚会当中的。
I'm in the meeting.
但是我心没有在。
But my heart wasn't there.
或者说我的心也在。
Or we can say my heart was there.
可是我心中没有渴慕，没有饥渴。
But there's no desire, there's no thirst in my heart.
在安主弟兄提到如何进入光的时候，他特别提到。
Brother Andrew, when he mentioned about how to enter into the light, he specifically mentioned us.
他说要接受光，要有一颗柔软的心。
That in order to receive light, we have to have a tender heart.
或者说凡是要有光的人要必须要对付心。
That, or we can say that all those who want the light have to have the dealings in the heart.
我们都知道在马可福音五章当中记载了那个十二年血漏的妇人得医治的故事。
We know that in Mark chapter 5 it mentioned this woman who has a problem of the blood.
在那一段的记录当中还有一群人，这群人叫做 拥挤耶稣的人。
And in that passage, there are other people, those are, you know, who crowd amongst the Lord.
他们看见了医治。
They saw the healing.
他们看见了神迹。
They saw the miracle.
但是医治的能力没有在他们身上。
But the power of that healing is not on them.
我想弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们的一个提醒？
Brothers and sisters, is it a reminder in us?
这是向我们每个人的一个提醒。
It's reminding each and every one of us.
我们不要做在大光旁边与保罗同行的人。
May we not be those who just traveled with Paul when he saw the light.
我们不要做紧紧拥挤耶稣的人。
That we are not just there crowding around Jesus.
我们不要做聚会的旁观者。
That we are not bystanders in the meetings.
我们不要做那个教会的参加者。
That we are not just a participant in the church.
这并不是说我们不读保罗的书信，我们不去效法我们年长的弟兄们。
That is not to say that we not read the epistles of Paul or that we imitate the examples of our brothers before us.
而是像保罗在哥林多前书十一章所说的，你们该效法我，像我效法基督。
But just like Paul in 1 Corinthians has mentioned that you ought to imitate me like I imitate Christ.
在光中不仅能听见，他也能看见。
That in light not only do we see but we hear.
在第八节的记载当中，他说当保罗问主啊你是谁，我们的主回答说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
So when Paul was asking in verse 8, who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.
这有一个拿撒勒人耶稣。
Jesus of Nazareth.
你知道在人的眼中，我们知道的，在新约圣经，他们说拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
And in the eyes of man, you know, in the New Testament also said, you know, what good can come out of Nazareth?
在人用肉体看耶稣的时候，他说这不是木匠的儿子，他的妈妈，他的母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？
When in the eyes of flesh, when they see Jesus, you know, isn't he, his father a carpenter, his son of a carpenter, and his mother Mary?
虽然他们经历了五饼二鱼，但当主说我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的时候，他们就说这话甚难，谁能懂呢？
And even though they have experienced that 5 loaves and 2 fish, but when the Lord say, you know, you can eat of my flesh, you can drink of my blood, they say this is hard.
当我们的主最后一次走进耶路撒冷的时候，
When our Lord entered into Jerusalem for the last time,
众人齐声高喊啊，何撒那，奉主名来的以色列的王是应当称颂的。
And they praised him and said, Hosanna, and you know, praise to him, the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
转头在十字架下，就是那一班人喊，除掉他，除掉他。
And the same people would be there beneath the cross saying, crucify him, crucify him.
他们看的是肉身的拿撒勒人耶稣。
They see the man in flesh who is Jesus of Nazareth.
就是他们把他当作王，也只是为了满足我肉体的吃饼得饱。
And when they treat him like a king, They just wanted to be filled in their tummy.
当保罗在肉身当中他看拿撒勒人耶稣的时候，
When Paul in his own flesh, when he hated hated Jesus of Nazareth,
他就逼迫行着道的人，
So he persecuted those who are off the way.
他就口出威吓的话，把这些人抓来下在监里。
And he also put them in prison them.
他以此为自豪，因为他认为这就叫做热心服侍神。
And he was proud of his own works because he sees this as zeal as serving the Lord.
站在这大光当中，我们的神给他看见了另外一个完全不同的拿撒勒人耶稣。
But in this great light, the Lord showed to him a very different Jesus of Nazareth.
主就开他属灵的眼睛
，and opened his spiritual eyes.
在以弗所书一章二十三节当中
，and in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23,
他说又将万事要将万有伏在他脚下。使他为教会万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
1:22-23, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
他看的还是那个拿撒勒人耶稣。
Indeed, he still sees Jesus of Nazareth.
但是他看见了那从死里复活的基督。
But also the one who's resurrected from the death of Christ.
更是在灵里他看见了教会。
And in the spirit he sees the church.
所以在格林多后书五章十六节保罗是这样说。
So in 2 Corinthians 5:16, Paul puts it this way.
他说所以今我们今从今以后不凭外貌认人了。
Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh.
这个外貌小字里它做肉体。
And in Chinese, there's a bracket that says flesh.
那我们重新读。所以我们从今以后不凭着肉体认人了。
Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh.
虽然凭着肉体认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer.
主开他的眼睛，让他真实的认识耶稣基督。
The Lord opened his eyes that he truly know Jesus Christ.
是在灵里认识。
Knowing him in his spirit.
我们在聚会当中，当我们认识我们弟兄姊妹也是一样。
And in the same when we come to the meetings, when we know our brothers and sisters, it's in the same way.
因为有的弟兄姊妹在肉体当中认保罗的时候，他说他是其貌不扬，言语粗俗的。
And brothers and sisters knowing Paul from the outside, you know, he doesn't look good at all.
求主保守我们的心
May our Lord guard our hearts
也求主做工在我们心里
That he works in our hearts
我们让我们能够活在主的同在当中活在主的光中
That we live in his presence and in his light
我们不仅能听我们还能听得清清楚楚
Not only do we hear but we hear clearly
我们不仅能看是在灵里真实的耶稣认识耶稣在灵里跟随他。
That not only do we see, but that in our spirit we know him and we follow Jesus Christ.
我交通到这时间交给弟兄。
I'll hand the time over to our brother.
弟兄姊妹们早上好。
So today, let's start by turning to the Bible and reading some scripture.
今天我们先翻到主的话，我们一起先来读几节。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2 verse 15 to 17.
约翰一书第二章15到17节。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life,is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
不要爱世界和世上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来，乃是从世界来。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
So now these verses should be very familiar to us.
这几节圣经应该对我们都是非常熟悉的。
But it is so important because it is the foundation for the rest of our walk with the Lord.
但是这几节却是这么的重要，这是我们所有跟从主的根基。
So today I want to share on two points.
今天我想和弟兄姊妹们分享两点。
And the first point is, what do we want in this world?
第一点是我们在这个世界上所要的到底是什么。
And we know that we should want our Lord Jesus.
我们都知道我们要的是我们的主耶稣。
But in our hearts, what do we really want?
但是在我们的内心的深处，我们所要的到底是什么？
During this time, I've had some time to think back of what I want.
在这段特殊的时间里，我在我的心中也有些思考，我要的是什么？
And I think something we can all relate to right now is we want this pandemic to end.
我想有些事是我们心中都盼望，就是我们希望这个疫情能够很快的过去。
And maybe we have a list of things we want to do after this pandemic is over.
也许我们有一个很长的一个单子，我们想到这个疫情过后，我们有很多事情想去做。
People we want to see, restaurants we want to go eat at, and places we want to visit.
我们有想要见的人，想去吃的餐厅，或者想去玩的地方。
But where is the Lord when we want these things?
但是当我们想这些事情的时候，我们的主在哪里呢？
Do we ever consider what the Lord wants?
我们真的有想过我们的主所要的是什么吗？
As children of God, are our desires any different from those of the world?
我们作为神的儿女，我们所要的真的与世界人所要的不同吗？
And if the focus is always on ourselves and not on the Lord, we will always be desiring the wrong things.
如果我们所关心的只是在我们自己身上，而不是在我们的主身上，我们所要的一定都是错的。
I want to share something Brother Ted Ping shared at WCCC a couple years ago.
我想分享几点是我们彭弟兄在几年前的 WCCC 中所分享的。
And this left a very deep impression in my heart that I won't forget.
他的分享在我心中留下了非常深的印象，让我不能忘记。
And so he was speaking about knowing what to pray for.
他当时说到我们要留心我们如祷告什么。
And so he gave this example.
他举了这样一个例子。
He said, if we ask the Lord, next year I have to be promoted 3 times.
他说如果我们向主求说下一年我要连升3级。
He said, that's not according to the will of God. He will for sure not answer.
因为那不是照着神的旨意所求的，主一定不会答应我们的祷告。
He said, but if that happens,
但是如果那件事成就了，
and here I was thinking to myself,
在这里我也在我里面所思想，
you know, that's pretty good if the Lord answered my prayer.
如果主真的答应了我的祷告，那是非常好。
Maybe I would praise the Lord and give God the glory.
也许我会赞美主，把荣耀都归给主。
But this is what Brother Peng said.
但彭弟兄所说的是。
He said, if that happens, you have to be very careful. You have to come back to the Lord.
彭弟兄说，如果那件事真的发生了，你要非常小心，你要回到主的面前。
And this next line, well, I will remember forever.
他接下来所说的是我永远不能忘记。
He said, you have to say, I'm sorry. I asked for this foolish thing.
你要告诉主说，主啊，我错了。我向你所求的是愚笨的事。
And this shocked me.
这件事让我里面震惊。
Because I saw for the first time, if I pray for only what I want and don't think of the Lord, that this is a foolish thing.
因为我第一次看到，如果我所求的只是照着我所要，而不是照着主所要。我所求的就是愚蠢的事。
And I saw everything I desire, everything I love, everything I wanted was only for myself, and it was wrong.
我看到我所求的都是我所想的，我所要的，而这一切都是错的。
In our lives, so often we only want the Lord's help.
在我们的生活中，我们经常只需要我们的主来帮助我们。
We want the Lord to help us get through difficulties.
我们希望我们的主来帮助我，能够度过这个难关。
We want the Lord's help to get us what we want.
我们要我们的主来帮助我们得到我们所要的。
So, sometimes I think we pray, Lord, give me a better job with more money so I can offer more money to you.
很多时候我在想 我向主祷告的是主啊，你给我一份好的工作，我可以有更多的钱来回报你。
But on the inside, we desire this money to buy things we want.
但是我们内心的深处，我们却想用这些钱来买我们所想要的东西。
And on the outside, we pray to the Lord to end this pandemic so we can meet with brothers and sisters again in person.
我们外面都在祷告说主啊，求你来结束这场瘟疫，我们就可以和我们的弟兄姊妹们见面了。
But on the inside, we are desiring for this pandemic to end so we can go enjoy the pleasures of this world again.
但是我们的深处却在想，这场疫情结束之后，我们又可以出去，去玩那些我们所想要的。
And so, do we see that this whole focus is on ourselves, about me?
我们有看到我们所有的中心都是在我自己身上吗？
Then if we really get what we want, what do we do?
如果我们真的得到我们所想要，你要做什么呢？
Do we say, thank you, Jesus, for answering my prayer, and we set him aside?
你是要告诉我们的主，主啊，我感谢你，然后就把主放在一边吗？
Until next time something comes up, we ask the Lord for help again.
直到下一次我们又遇见难处，我们再来到主的面前，请求他的帮助。
So, what type of relationship is this with the Lord?
这样与主的关系到底是什么呢？
Is the Lord really Lord over our lives?
主难道真的是我们生活中的主吗？
Now this thought really frightened me.
这个思想真的让我里面惧怕。
That we want the Lord to help us get what we want more than we want the Lord himself.
我们想要主来帮助我们得到我们所要的，胜过我们想要我们主自己。
So if the Lord said, you can get what you want the most, but I won't be with you.
如果我们的主告诉我们，你可以得到你所最想要的，但我不会和你在一起。
What would you choose today?
你今天会怎么选择呢？
And I mean, what would you really choose? Outwardly, we would say, we want the Lord, but inwardly, can we say that?
我今天问的是，你内心的深处到底要如何选择？你外面可以说，我想要主，但是你的深处到底会选择主吗？
And we sing the hymn, now none but Christ can satisfy.Is that true in our lives?
我们都唱诗歌说，唯有主能满足我的内心，这在我们的生活当中真的是我们的实际吗？
And do we see that if we love the things of this world, that this is a foolish thing?
我们有看到，如果我们真的在爱世界，这些是我们愚蠢的事情。
In 1 John we read that all these things of the world will pass away.
在约翰一书我们刚刚读到的，所有这些来自于世界的事情都要过去。
And this is the reason the Lord can't give us what we want.
这就是主不能给我们这些事的原因。
Because we are foolish and we keep desiring the wrong things and we don't even know it.
因为我们自己是很愚蠢的，我们都不知道我们所求的是很愚蠢的事情。
But if we still insist, we still continue to desire what we want.
如果我们还在坚持，仍然在坚持我们所想要的。
What are the consequences?
那结果是什么呢？
And this is the second point I want to share.
这是我想要分享的第二点。
And that is that we will regret when we keep pursuing what we want.
那就是我们一定会非常后悔，如果我们还在坚持我们所要的。
And so we know one day all of us who are born again will have to face the Lord at the judgment seat of Christ.
我们都知道我们所有重生的人有一天我们都要一起来面对基督台前的审判。
And our Lord will judge us for what we have done.
我们的主要根据我们今生所做的来审判我们。
And when our Lord sees that in our whole lives we only pursued what we wanted.
当我们的主看到我们这一生所求的都是我们自己所要的。
And our Lord asks, what have you pursued for me?
我们的主会问我，你为着我又求了些什么呢？
Then The only option is for the Lord to cast us into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
对于主他只有一个选择就是把我们放到外面的黑暗当中我们只有在那里哀哭切齿。
So, for a while when I heard about outer darkness, my only feeling was a fear.
有一段时间当我听到外面的黑暗我只有一个感觉就是惧怕。
I was full of fear because this place sounds really terrible.
我里边充满了惧怕因为这个地方听起来特别的恐怖。
This is someplace I definitely don't want to go to.
这绝对是一个地方我不想去的。
But recently, I had another feeling, and that was of regret.
但是最近我里面有另外一个感觉那就是懊悔。
And so I had heard before that weeping and gnashing of teeth signifies regret.
我以前也听过在黑暗当中哀哭切齿。
And that it signifies that there is regret here.
哦、oh, 我们的主用哀哭切齿来表明我们心中的懊悔。
But it was all knowledge to me. I didn't really know what it meant.
但那对我来说都是知识我不知道到底主要说些什么。
Until recently, I got a small glimpse of what it means that outer darkness is full of regret.
但是最近我里面好像看到了一点那黑暗中的懊悔到底是什么。
So let's take a step back and let's look at regret.
我们退后一步来讲来看什么是懊悔。
And there are two things I think to point out when talking about regret.
有两件事我今天想提出来当我们谈到懊悔。
One thing is that we regret something because it was attainable, but we made the wrong choice.
第一件事，我们的懊悔是因为那件事我们是可以达到的，但是我们做了错误的选择。
If something is completely out of our reach, we won't regret it.
如果那件事我们今天完全摸不到，控制不了，那我们就不会懊悔。
And the second point is that if we know we're going to regret it, we would do something differently today.
第二点就是我们如果知道我们今后会后悔那我们当下就会做出不同的选择。
The problem is that at the current time, we don't think we will regret it.
但是问题就是在现在的时间内我们不知道我们以后会懊悔。
And I'm sure all of us have things that we regret.
我很确定我们每个人都有我们所懊悔的事。
When I look back at my life, there are many things that I regret.
当我回头看我自己的生活有很多事我心中觉得懊悔。
I regret not working hard enough when I was younger for a class.
当我在年轻的时候我没有好好的努力来学习我心中感到懊悔。
Or I regret not listening more to my parents.
我感到懊悔我没有好好听从我父母的话。
Or in certain situations, I regret saying the wrong words or saying things I shouldn't have.
在某些环境当中我懊悔我不应该说出某些话。
Or when making a decision, I regret making the wrong choice. If I just picked something else, things would have been different.
或者我后悔我做了一个错误的选择。如果我当时做了一个不同的选择，那我今天的生活就会不一样。
But I also have regrets before the Lord.
但我在主面前也有懊悔。
That all the times that I disobeyed and sinned before the Lord.
太多的时候我不顺服主，我得罪主。
I remember specific times I knowingly chose my own way over the Lord's way.
我能很清晰地记得在某些时候我里面是选择我自己的路而不要主的路。
And I regret the times that I know I was a bad testimony before the Lord and unable to stand for the Lord in front of others.
我懊悔当我做了不好的见证我没有办法为主站住。
And the times that I was unable to share the gospel with friends.
当我遇到朋友的时候我没办法开口向他们传神的福音。
So, when we think about the things we regret the most in our lives, it's not a good feeling.
当我们想到我们生命中最懊悔的事情那里面的感觉不是好的。
It brings us a lot of grief and pain.
给我们所带来的是很多的痛苦和很多的难过。
And for the things I regret the most, I really wish I could go back and change what I did.
当我想到我心中最懊悔的事情我真的很想回到过去来改变它。
And tell myself in the past that it's not worth it. Don't do it.
我想告诉我自己在那个时候不要做它因为不值得。
But we know that by now it's too late.
当我们知道 现在已经太迟了。
And that's why the pain of regret is so great because we can't do anything to change it.
这就是后悔的痛苦，为什么会这么的严重？因为我们没有办法再回去改变它。
Then let's look back at outer darkness and the weeping and gnashing of teeth.
我们再来回头看那外面黑暗中哀哭切齿的痛苦。
And I saw that this regret is so many times more than our deepest regret today.
我看到这个痛苦要比我们生命中觉着最懊悔的事情的痛苦还要严重的多。
That the pain and grief from our regret today is nothing compared to the pain and grief from the regret in outer darkness on that day.
我们今天所感到的懊悔，如果和那以后在黑暗中的哀哭切齿的懊悔相比，就不算什么。
The regret and shame when we appear before the judgment seat of Christ and the Lord says, I do not know you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
当我们在基督台前主对我们说离开我去吧你这作恶的人我们心中的羞耻是没有办法来言表。
And that great regret when we see other brothers and sisters reigning with Christ in the kingdom, but ourselves cast out.
那个懊悔是当我们看到别的弟兄姊妹和我们的主一同在掌权而我们自己却被主所弃绝。
Do we see how great this regret that we missed out on the opportunity to reign with Christ for 1,000 years?
我们真的看到我们所失去的，我们所懊悔的是我们以后不能与我们的主一起掌权吗？
And I think if we were the ones cast into outer darkness, we would say we would do anything to go back and change how we lived on earth.
我想我们如果今天看到我们以后要被主撇在黑暗当中哀哭切齿，我们今天一定会花所有的精力来改变我今天的选择。
That I regret while I was on earth, I only desired my own things.
我会懊悔我今天在地上所求的都是我自己所要。
I should have seen how foolish I was.
我应该看到我所做的是多么的愚蠢。
I should have pursued the Lord's will.
我应该来追求神的旨意。
But we know by that time it is too late and there's only regret.
当我们知道当我们在主的面前的时候已经太晚了我们唯有懊悔。
But thank the Lord that today we have the opportunity to change this outcome.
当我们感谢主今天我们在主的面前可以改变我们今后的结果。
Because as long as we have today, it is not too late to turn back and follow our Lord Jesus.
因为我们只要还有今天我们就不算太晚我们还能够回到主的面前。
And then we won't regret in the future.
那我们在将来我们就不会后悔。
And not only will we not regret in the future, but every day that we follow our Lord, we won't have regret.
不止我们在今后不会后悔，我们今天每天的来跟从主，我们当下也不会后悔。
Do we see that this story is not about regret, but about the Lord's love?
我们有看到吗？这个故事。它的重点不是在讲我们的懊悔，而是神的爱。
The Lord loves us so much that He can't bear to see us regret.
我们的主如此的爱我们，他不愿意看到我们那一天要承受那个懊悔。
That is why the Lord continues to discipline us to not answer our prayers because He knows what we need and He doesn't want us to regret.
这就是今天为什么我们的主一再在管教我们，他没有答应我们所求的。因为我们的主不愿意我们那一天来后悔。
And do we see that the Lord really wants to return?
我们有看到我们的主真的想让我们回转吗？
And the Lord wants to reign with His church.
我们的主想要和他的教会一起来掌权。
But yet the Lord delays. Why? Because He loves us.
但我们的主今天迟延，为什么呢？是因为我们的主他爱我们。
And the Lord wants to reign with all of us. He doesn't want any one of us to be left behind.
我们的主不愿意一个人被留下，他愿意我们所有的人都能够和他来掌权。
But we know the Lord is coming back soon, so we not miss or waste any more opportunities.
我们都知道我们的主快要回来了，愿我们今天都不错过每一个机会。
And the most amazing thing.Is that when we give our lives to the Lord and follow Him,
最奇妙的就是我们今天把我们一生交给我们的主来跟随他。
the Lord gives us more than anything we could ask for, more than what we could want for ourselves.
我们所说给我们的是远超过我们所求所想的。
And then at this point, we can look back and we can see all the other things I desired of the world will pass away and I was so foolish for desiring them.
我们今天也可以回头说我所在世界上所求的都会过去那些都是愚蠢的。
And then after we have followed him and really experienced his goodness, we can say from our hearts that nothing else but Christ can satisfy me.
当我们真的来跟从主尝尝他主恩的滋味我们就可以在心中说没有什么能比得上我来跟从主所得的喜乐。
So today, may we really examine in our hearts what we want.
愿我们今天都来检查我们的心，我们所要的到底是什么。
May we ask the Lord to shine His light on us to see the things that are wrong.
愿我们的主来光照我们的心中，让我们看到我们所错误的所求。
So that we will have no more regrets before the Lord today.
所以我们在今天就不会有后悔。
But also in the future, before the Lord at the judgment seat, we will not have regret.
而且在那一天我们面对基督台前的审判我们也不会有懊悔。
That concludes my sharing today.
我今天就交通到这里。
弟兄姊妹们好。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
感谢主我们过去几年有很多弟兄姊妹能够参与到服事的学习当中特别是我们年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord that over the past few years, younger brothers and sisters are able to serve together.
我今天想和大家从路德记第二章中路德捡麦穗我们一起思想一千两的服事。
I would like to share through the Ruth chapter 2 on how Ruth gleaned and gathered the sheaves to share about the one talent.
我们先读几处圣经。对不起，我们读圣经就不翻译英文了。请大家翻到马太福音25章。
We'll read some Bible verses and we will not be translating all the verses.
25章24到27节。
Matthew chapter 25 verses 24 to 27.
那领一千的也来说主啊我知道你是忍心的人没有种的地方要收割没有散的地方要聚敛我就害怕去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里请看你的原银子在这里主人回答说你这又饿又懒的仆人你既知道我没有种的地方要收割没有散的地方要聚敛就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人到我来的时候可以连本带利收回然后请我们翻到路德记第二章
Please turn to Ruth chapter 2
我们在路德记第二章读三处圣经。
We'll read three passages.
路德记第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
摩亚女子路德对拿俄米说容我往田间去我蒙谁的恩就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。路德记第二章第十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
路德说我主啊愿在你眼前蒙恩我虽然不及你的一个使女你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。路德记第二章第二十一节。
2:21
摩亚女子路德说她对我说你要紧随我的仆人拾取麦穗只等他们收完了我的庄稼。我们前阵子一起读提摩太后书的时候我留意到保罗对提摩太说你要把你的恩赐如火眺望起来。
Recently when we read 2 Timothy, I remember Paul saying to Timothy, that you rekindle the gift of God, which is in thee.
原来一个人的心冷了他的恩赐也冷他在聚会中进不了他的功用。
Like when a person, his heart turns cold,he loses his gift too, and he's unable to function in the body.
恩赐怎么会变冷呢？
How does the gift turn cold?
接着我们读到保罗说事物产生。
And we continue to read on and we see that Paul says that we are entangled with the affairs of life.
原来那个事物把恩赐缠住，就好像一千两被冰冰冷冷的埋在地里面。
The affairs of life entangle us. It's like that one talent being cold and buried in the ground.
地代表我们人的事业，代表世界的事业，世界的追求。
The ground, the earth, represents our pursuit of what is in the world.
把银子埋在地里，就是说我虽然信主了，但我一生的投入，我一生的心血，我把它放在世界当中。
To put the one talent in the ground, it's like it's to speak of. Even though I believe, yet I put all my energy all into this world.
当然我们在世界中有我们当尽的本分，我承认有时候的确也真的很忙。
Indeed, we have things that we need to do in this world, and I admit I'm busy sometimes.
所以请大家不要自我控告，神是鉴察人心的。
And so please do not condemn yourself because the Lord searches our heart.
那位把一千两埋在地里的，他觉得主是忍心的，所以他害怕。
The one who put the one talent into the ground, he feels that the Lord is hard and he's afraid.
我们主怎么是忍心的呢？我们的主实在是很宽大，实在是很仁慈的。
Our Lord is not hard on us. He's very gracious to us and kind.
我们读这段的比喻，我们通常的领受是五千两赚五千两，两千两赚两千两，一千两只要赚一千两就可以了。
When we read the passage, we always feel like, you know, the five talents to gain five talents and the two, two, and then the one, one, that's it.
当我这次思想的时候，我觉得主甚至都不要求一千两赚回一千两。
This time when I read the passage, I feel that the Lord didn't expect that one talent to even gain one talent.
因为我们把一千两放给兑换银钱的人，通常情况下是赚不回一千两的利息。
Because when we deposit our money and that one talent with the bankers, usually you don't get back one talent.
不是主随便降低他的要求，是因为我们亏欠了主。
The Lord did not just carelessly lower his standards, but it's bad that we didn't reach.
主给我们一千两，我们赚不回一千两，是我们对主的亏欠。
It is that we owe it to the Lord. We didn't get back, didn't gain that one talent.
但主非常乐意仍然给我们一千两。
But how the Lord gladly gives to us that one talent.
主说无论怎样，你至少可以把银钱给对给把银子给兑换银钱的人。
It's like our Lord saying, no matter what, it's okay. Just deposit your money with the bankers.
也就是说我们至少可以跟在比较成熟的神的仆人后面，我们有点侍奉的学习。
It's as if to say at least we can follow along with those who have served the Lord and we can have some, we can learn to act with them.
我们好像五饼二鱼一样有一点的摆上，希望主纪念我们一点点的摆上，如同我们赚了一点点小利息一样。
Just like the five loaves and two fish that we can give some and that like the one talent gaining some interest.
在旧约当中有一位很平凡的姊妹，她没有大的恩赐，但她的摆上被主纪念，被主使用。
In the Old Testament there is a sister, even though she doesn't have great gifts, but she put it up there and the Lord can use her.
他就是路德。
And she is Ruth.
我们刚刚在路德记读了三处圣经，所以我有三点要交通。
Three points I want to share with you through the three verses.
第一点，摩押女子。
First is the Moabites.
路德有一个身份一直跟着她，就是摩亚女子。
And she has this that follows her. That's her identity. She's a Moabite.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是摩亚女子，我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
Brothers and sisters, we are all Moabites. We are all sinners saved by grace.
我自己是从一个拜偶像的环境中长大，我家以前到处都是偶像。
I grew up in an environment that worshipped idols. In my house, there were idols.
我得救之后，感谢主，我的家人也有得救的。我们把我们家的偶像全部都清了。
I thank the Lord that after I come to the Lord, there are family members who also come to Him, and we clean out all the idols.
主把我们从黑暗的权势中带到他爱子光明的国度。
And He has saved us, delivered us from the power of darkness into the light of His kingdom.
把我们从摩亚地迁到犹大地。
And He has brought us from the land of Moab into Judah.
我们身边很多弟兄姊妹跟我都一样，我们是我们家第一位信主的。
Many brothers and sisters among us are like me, that I'm the first to have believed in the Lord in the family.
主不仅救我们，还使用我们做祝福的器皿。
Not only did the Lord save us, He also used us as vessels of blessing.
我们看见我们有弟兄姊妹不仅信主，他们的父母也信主。
Not only they believe in the Lord, but their parents too.
不仅在我们看见这几年有弟兄姊妹步入婚姻，他们生下小孩，按着圣经给小孩们取名字。
And not only that, but brothers and sisters, they gotten married, and according to the Bible, they names they give their kids those names.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们以前想都没有想过的。
And brothers and sisters, this is something that we have never thought.
所以路德心中有一个心愿。
And there is this desire in Ruth's heart.
我既然自己选择从摩亚地要到犹大地，我一千两不要埋在犹大地，不要埋在摩亚地。
That I have chosen to leave the land of Moab to enter into Judea, then I do not want to keep my talent buried in the land of Moab.
我的一千两不要埋在世界。
I do not want to bury my one talent in the world.
我也不要坐在那里只是参加聚会的人，在那里等着别人喂养我。
I do not just want to come to the meeting and just participate there and for others to feed me.
我也不要坐在那里埋怨为什么没有供应。
I do not want to sit there and murmur and that there is no supply.
路德心中说，容我去田间捡一点麦穗。
And Ruth said that please let me go to the field and glean the heads of grain.
容我在神的家中，我有一点摆上，有点学习。
That I can put some in the house of God to learn before Him.
第二点，十字架的工作在路德的身上。
And second point, the work of the cross is on Ruth.
路德记第二章中没有明讲路德和使女们是怎么相处的。
In chapter 2, it did not speak specifically how Ruth interact with the maid servants.
但是我们看到有三处的记载，波阿斯三次对他的仆人说，你们不可欺负路德，羞辱路德，斥喝路德。
But in three areas we saw Boaz told his servants, his maid servants, not to rebuke and reproach and give Ruth a hard time.
请注意，圣经没有明说，这是我自己的领受。
The Bible didn't say it directly, but this is how I receive it.
我猜想路德和使女们的相处是不容易的。
I believe that it wasn't easy for Ruth to get along interacting with the maid servants.
因着路德是摩亚女子的背景，可能有人一开始不喜欢她，不接纳她，对路德有成见。
Because of her background being a Moabite, that people have prejudice against her and does not like her.
我们其实不需要很多人不喜欢我们，只要我们觉察到有一个人不喜欢我们，我们心里就很作难了。
We do not have to feel everybody doesn't like us. We just need to feel one person doesn't like us, and it's difficult for us to take it.
并且路德每天跟在使女们的后面， 他能观察到使女们的生活，听到使女们每天在聊什么。
And because Ruth was amongst them following after these maidservants, so she can hear what they are discussing in their lives.
但路德没有心中里面论断说，诶，怎么他们好像信主很久，好像都没我想象中属灵啊。
And, but Ruth didn't judge and, you know, saying that, oh, you know, they have believed in the Lord for so long and they're not as spiritual as I am.
因着我们不同的成长背景，我们的性格，我们的私欲，我们的心思的确很复杂。
And because we all come up from different backgrounds, we grew in a different environment and our own desires that we're very complicated.
求主真的怜悯我们，改变我们。不然我们造出来的麻烦可能比捡的麦穗还多。
That the Lord have mercy on us because the troubles that we cause is greater, more than the heads of grain that has been gleaned.
十字架的工作在路德身上已经发动了。
The work of the cross have already worked out in Ruth.
路德是个摩亚女子，摩亚代表安逸。
And Ruth was a Moabitess, and that is complacency.
所以对路德来说，我猜想，路德他之前今生的指望就是我跟丈夫在一起，我有个美满的家庭，我不需要怎样奢华，我舒舒服服过点小日子就好。
And for Ruth, maybe, you know, as a Moabitess, you know, to just have a comfortable life, have a husband, and just live a comfortable life, that's all she wanted.
但是丈夫死了。
But her husband died.
遭遇饥荒。
And there was famine.
地也卖了。
And they sold their land.
空空的回来。
And came back empty-handed.
十字架在路德身上一边剥夺一边炼净。
And the cross worked in Ruth to take away, to purge and to cleanse, purify.
当路德对波阿斯说，我虽然不及你的使女，你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。
And Ruth said to Boaz, even though I'm not like your maid servants, yet you have comforted me with your loving kindness.
这不仅是一个情感的抒发，这是从十字架的经历中说出来的一句话。
It is not just out of her feelings, but it's through the work of the cross.
圣灵借着十字架，把路德从摩亚一直带到遇见波阿斯。
The Holy Spirit brought Ruth through the work of the cross, brought her from the land of the Moab into Boaz.
就如我们从各样的环境中，我们从自己的路被截回，我们一直被带到主人面前遇见主。
Just like us, from all of our environment, we are being brought all the way till we meet the Lord.
我们人生才第一次尝到什么是真正的满足，什么是真正的安慰。
Then for the first time in our lives, we tasted what is true satisfaction and true comfort.
所以路德眼中只有波阿斯。
So in Ruth's eyes, there is only Boaz.
没有那些复杂的环境。
No more complicated environment.
没有自己。
No more herself.
也没有要捡的麦穗。
And no longer gleaning the heads of grain.
波阿斯成为路德服事唯一的准绳。
And Boaz became the only measuring line of her service.
第三点。
The third point.
十字架预备路德成为能够承受托付的器皿。
And the cross prepared Ruth to be a vessel to be able to be entrusted with, to be able to bear this entrustment.
从路德记第二章我们看到路德捡麦穗是从路德心愿开始的。
That we see from chapter 2, her gleaning the heads of grain is out of her desire.
但是到21节我们看到捡麦穗是直接从波阿斯领受托付。
But then in verse 21, we see that it's what Boaz have entrusted.
虽然路德是跟在使女们的后面，但是他的托付是直接的，他的经历是一手。
Even though she was following after the maid servants, but yet her entrustment was direct and she was following.
路德是对托付忠心，不是对自己的心愿忠心。
She was faithful to the entrustment, not to her what she has wanted.
心愿是出于自己，托付是出于神。
Our desire is out of our own, but yet the entrustment is from the Lord.
我们有心愿特别特别的重要。我们有心愿相当于我们来到神说阿们，我愿意，我同意。
We have to that desire. It is important because it's as if we come before the Lord, say, "I'm willing." Amen.
愿神鉴察我们的心愿，把托付能够给我们。
May the Lord search our desire, and that He will give us His entrustment.
今天的问题不在于神愿不愿意托付，在于我们有没有准备好。
Today, it's not whether the Lord wants to entrust to us, but is whether we are ready.
我们的神是一位乐意启示的神，但我们神不是随随便便启示的神。
How our Lord gladly wants to show to us, but He doesn't just give us vision.
因为神爱我们，他知道假如我们没有准备好，把一个托付给我们，这个托付把我们整个人都毁了。
He knows that if we're not ready, if He give us revelation, if He give us His entrustment, it will just destroy us.
旧约中扫罗王就是一个例子。
In the Old Testament, the King Saul is an example.
所以我们无论遇到任何的环境，都是神看得起我们，要训练我们成为以后成为一个能接受托付的器皿。
So when we come to any circumstances, we have to remember that the Lord looked upon us and is willing that to prepare us to be a vessel that can bear His entrustment.
当有一日神要把托付交给我们的时候，我们不仅能说主啊我在这里，主看我们也能够是一个准备好的人。
And when that day when we were to receive His entrustment, that not only we said here am I, but the Lord also sees us that we are ready for it.
我交通就到这里，愿主的话激励我们。
May His word encourage us.
我们也互相激励。
And we encourage one another.
我们对主的爱有回应，不要把一千两埋在世界中。
That we respond to His love, that we do not bury our one talent in the world.
在主的恩典和他的教导下，我们学习怎样在不多的事上能够有忠心。
That in His grace and His teaching, that we are faithful in these small things.
好，时间交给赵鹏弟兄。
And we'll give the time to our brother 赵鹏。
我今天想和弟兄姊妹交通的题目是我在这里。
And today I want to share brothers and sisters the topic Here Am I.
我们一起读一下以赛亚书第六章第八节。
We read Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁能为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Who shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.
我们弟兄几个星期前跟我们交通了与神这个题目。
Weeks ago, our brother shared with us this topic with God.
我们可能都记住他强调是被动中的主动。
And we all remember that he emphasized on this passively active.
那我今天想跟弟兄姊妹们交通，当我们的神已经愿意，已经主动，
I want to share, brothers and sisters, that when our Lord is willing and is active,
那我们这一边，我们的主动应该是怎么样的主动？
And on our end, our active, how do we go about it?
我想我们弟兄在交通的时候他问过说，如果我们的神愿意了，你愿意吗？
I believe our brother have shared during the meeting that when our Lord is, when God is willing, are we willing?
那我想前面弟兄也都交通了，我们可能所有的弟兄姊妹都会说，我非常非常愿意。
And brothers have shared that, you know, all of us, we would say, yes, you know, we are willing.
我要与神和好，我要与神交通，我要与神同行，我要与神同工。
I want to reconcile with God. I want to fellowship with God. I want to walk with God. I want to work with God.
但是这个愿意是我们神所要的那个真正的主动吗？
But this willingness, is it what the Lord wants?
有一颗愿意的心是非常宝贵的。
It's very precious to have a willing heart.
但这个只仅仅是一个开始是不够的。
But this is just a beginning, it is not enough.
因为愿意本身只是一个主观的愿望。
Because being willing is just an objective hope.
它本身不能成就任何的事情。
So it's an objective wish. It in itself, it cannot accomplish anything.
保罗曾经说过。
And Paul has once said.
立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
That to do good, you know, I wish to do good, but I cannot do it on my own.
所以我们的主动不应该仅仅停留在是我愿意我要的这个光景。
So our being active shouldn't be just in that condition of that willingness.
Okay. 我们问自己，我们愿意要神的同时，我们是否还有其他要的东西？
We have to ask ourselves as we are willing, you know, do we want God? Are there any other things that we want?
如果我们要爱神，我们要跟随神，我们是否愿意出代价呢？
When we want to love God, we want to follow Him, are we willing to pay the cost?
我们是否还想要世界上的舒适，要人前的称赞呢？
Do we also want the comforts of this world? Do we want the praise of man?
我们可以放得下我们自己的自尊和自信吗？
Can we put our own pride down and our own self-confidence down?
我们可以一起看一下路加福音第九章第五十七节到第六十二节里所记述的故事。
We can look at the story here in Luke chapter 9 verses 57 to 62.
因为时间的原因我们就不读了。
We will not read because of the time constraint.
在这里他讲到了三个人。
Here it speaks of three persons.
他们都向主表达了他们的心愿。
They all told them, expressed their desires to the Lord.
他们说我们愿意，我们要跟随耶稣。
They say we are willing, we want to follow Jesus.
但是除了他们这个愿意，主好像让我们看到了，他们还有其他想要的东西。
But besides their willingness, the Lord showed to us there are things that they want.
他们有的是不愿意付代价。
Some do not want to pay the price.
他们有的是在地上还有其他留恋的东西。
And some, they still have things that they desire on this earth.
有他们不愿意舍弃的东西。
Things that they are unwilling to let go.
所以主说他不要这样的愿意。
So the Lord said, I do not want such willingness.
主给这样的愿意两个字的评语。
The Lord gives, commented, on this type of willingness.
他说不配。
You're not worthy.
他说手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
It says that having put his hand to the plow and looking back, that you're not fit for the kingdom of God.
如果我们看约翰福音第十三章第三十七节
When we see John chapter 13 verse 37
这里是彼得的故事、这里是彼得的故事
It's the story of Paul Peter
彼得在这里他愿意出代价
Peter was willing to pay the cost
他在地上已经没有留恋的东西。
There's nothing that he desires on this earth.
他说我愿意为主舍命。
I'm willing to die for you.
但主说这也不是他所要的愿意。
And the Lord says this is not what I want.
主说这还不够。
And this is not enough.
因为主看到在彼得的里面他的那个己或者说他的那个自信还没有放下。
Because the Lord saw in Peter that self, or you can say that self-confidence, he has not let that go.
彼得以为他可以靠着自己来做到为主舍命。
Peter thought that by his own self, he can lay down his life for the Lord.
这其实在我信主的路上也是一个很大的问题。
On my believing in the Lord, this is also a big problem for me.
我在信主之后，我常常做事情还是靠着我自己。
After I believe the Lord, many times, you know, when I do things, I still depend on my own.
但是主让我看到。
But the Lord showed to me.
如果我把自己加在信的前面。
If I put myself and add it before faith.
那不是真正的信，而是自信。
That is not true faith, that is self-confidence.
所以我们的主动如果是靠着自己的愿意，主也不要。
So our being active, if it's according to our own strength, the Lord doesn't want it.
那我们的主动到底应该是一个什么样的主动？
And how should it be from us, this active?
我在读圣经的时候，我发现一个很有趣的现象。
I see a very interesting phenomenon in the Bible.
这是一个真正认识神、愿意跟随神的人。
One who truly know the Lord and willing to follow Him.
当神主动时，当神向他们发出呼召时。
When the Lord is active and then when the Lord calls out to them.
他们有一个共同的回答。
They have a same answer response.
他们总是回答说：“我在这里。”
They all responded with, here am I.
他们不是说我愿意或者我要或者是我可以为你做什么。
It's not with, I'm willing, I want, I can do something for you.
亚伯拉罕是说我在这里。
Abraham said, here am I.
雅各是这样说的。
The same with Jacob.
摩西是这样说的。
Same with Moses.
不只是这些有大恩赐的人。他们是这样回答主的呼召。
Not only did these men with great gifts and responded to God this way.
亚拿尼亚似乎这个不起眼的弟兄，他在面对神的呼召的时候，他也说出同样的话：“我在这里。”
Ananias, even you know, you probably, it's just probably not as great, yet the same way he responded to God. Here am I.
就像以赛亚在这里也说到。
Just like Isaiah says here.
我在这里。
Here am I.
以赛亚没有说，他听到主的呼召时，他没有说，主啊，我愿意，我肯。
Isaiah didn't tell, you know, didn't respond with, I'm willing, you know, I'm willing.
他当然是愿意的。
Of course he's willing.
但是他说，我在这里。
But he said, here am I.
什么是我在这里？
What does it mean, here am I?
我常常想起在家父母在呼叫孩子的时候。
I think about when parents called out to the children.
我在家里叫我的孩子的时候，我常常是得到好像三种不同的回应。
When I call to my children, I often get three different kinds of response.
第一种就是没有回应。
First is there was no response.
我叫了很多遍都没有人理我。
I called out many times, nobody responded.
这有可能是我们对神的一个最常见的态度。
This probably is the most common attitude of us.
另外一种他的回应是很不情愿的说，你要干什么？
And another response is very kind of an unwillingness, saying, you know, what do you want?
好像是在说，我看看你说出来的事情，我愿不愿意干。
It's as if to say, you know, it depends on what you say, and I'll answer accordingly.
最后一种反应是我几乎没有见到过的。
And the last response is that I almost do not see.
就是他很快乐地跑到我的面前说 ,Yes, Dad, what, you know, so, 我在这里。
It's like joyfully coming, yes, Dad.
所以我在这里。
So here it says, here am I.
他不是告诉主我能为你做事我愿意为你做事。
It's not to say I'm willing to do something for you. I want to do something for you.
他只是跟主说。
He just says to the Lord.
说你知道我可以为你做什么。
Lord, you know what I can do for you.
我愿意把我自己摆在你的面前。
I'm willing to put myself before you.
你可以来随意的使用。
that you can do accordingly.
纵然你不用我,
even if you don't use me,
你把我摆在一边, 我也心甘情愿。
And you put me aside, I am also willing, wholeheartedly.
这是一个只有把自己完全奉献给神的人才能做的。
This is something only one who has fully, wholly concentrated himself to the Lord.
这是一个真正愿意背十字架的人才能做的。
And one who truly willing to walk the way of the cross.
所以神要我们的主动是一个放下一切来跟随他的主动。
The activeness that the Lord asks of us is one that lays down ourselves to follow him. This kind of activeness.
不是在里面只是简单的想我要我愿意要主，我愿意爱主。
It's not just a simple, you know, I'm willing and I want to love the Lord.
如果我们真正愿意把我们自己的主权全部都放下交给主。
If we want to truly give, to lay down our own rights before the Lord.
我们就是一个奉献的人。
Then indeed we are one who have consecrated to him.
而只有奉献的人才能真正的来跟随主，与神同工。
And only those who have truly consecrated themselves can truly come and work with him to follow him.
如果我们记得当主耶稣复活重新显现时，
We remember when our Lord resurrected and appeared.
他曾经问彼得，
He asked Peter,
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
他希望我们做出的选择是爱我们的神胜过世界上一切的事物。
Our Lord desires that we love him more than all of these in the world.
而且他也不希望我们是靠着我们自己的力量去做到这些。
And he doesn't want us to depend on our own strength to do this.
所以彼得的回答跟他以前的回答完全不一样。
So Peter's response was very different from his response earlier.
如果按照彼得以前他一定在那说主我爱你比这些都深。
If, according to his past, he would have said, yes, Lord, I love you more than all of you.
但是在那个时候彼得的回答他说主你知道。
That time that Peter responded, Lord, you know I love you.
不是彼得不爱主。
It's not that Peter doesn't love the Lord.
而是他不敢再靠自己好像来做到这个爱主。
He no longer dare depend on his own strength to love the Lord.
所以愿意我们在主的面前不仅仅做一个对主说愿意的人。
That before the Lord, may we not just be one to say, you know, we are willing.
我们真正能做一个对主说我在这里的人。
That we can be one to say, Lord, here am I.
我的交通就到这里。
This is my sharing.
主，我们聚在你的面前，主，我们实在要感谢你。
谢
谢你，主啊，你今天。
We thank you for gathering us before you.
主，我们感谢你今天，你对我们所说的话语。
We thank you for the words that you have spoken to us today.
但这些话语，主啊，不是只是从我们脑子里走过。
Lord, that these words do not just pass through our heads.
你把它能种在我们的心里。
That you will plant it into our hearts.
主啊，愿我们的里面，主啊，不仅仅是说我们愿意来爱你。
That Lord, inside of us, not only that we say, Lord, we love you.
我们能说，主啊，我在这里。
That we say to you, Lord, here am I.
主啊，愿一切的荣耀都来归给你。
Lord, we give you all the glory.
感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.